what's it? I mean, I was in there during the break looking at these feds leading these different groups. It's just so obvious.
Well, Alex, it's the same thing from our the articles that Steve's written recently in some of the interviews with the IRA bombers. He said, hey, if you're out on an op with five guys, you don't know who for sure, but you know within that five, they're British intel agents within the group.
And then there was cases of them torturing their own intel agents, not knowing. And he said, the different agents we've had on, this, they're on record, this is now admitted, that over 70% of the bombings in Ireland and London were purely British ops.
Truly, and now since that great article that Steve wrote, Who Are the Real Terrorists in Iraq, now it's been picked up by a number of people that are making the parallels between Ulster and Belfast. They all see it. You know, Britain's dirty war is being applied to Iraq. So it's the same across the board. These groups are always infiltrated. They're always led. They find toothless, willing dupes to go along. And notice that you were talking about David Duke. Now, those people go to jail. You know, they do time. And you're like, well, that was pretty mild what he said compared to that guy on the corner shouting all this racial stuff. Why doesn't he go to jail? Well, because he's doing his job. You know, he's perpetuating the agenda.
Exactly. I mean, and again, we're not defending what Duke does. We're just being scientific about analyzing this. You wear a suit. You're well-spoken. You've got a doctorate. You're making all these points. You're garnering real followers. You're not infiltrated. You're going to jail.